Coach's insights continue as we're coming up on week six of the high school football season. Pleased to be joined now by Oskaloosa head football coach Russell Norton. It is brought to you by Taylor Insurance and Barnett Family Funeral Home, Jeff County Crematory. Coach, I don't think it gets much more difficult of a stretch these last couple of weeks playing Silver Lake and Rossville, but that was the case. Of course, Rossville, the number one team in Class 2A, you took a loss in that ball game, but you know, how do you think your kids performed in that tough stretch and just kind of the overall takeaway from what you saw here in the last couple of weeks?
Yes, sir. Yeah, taking over a program that has, again, been kind of in a tough district. It's been rough. You want to compete every week, and I think our guys did. We took this week against Rossville, obviously a juggernaut. We took this week and we broke it down. We wanted to get a first down. We got two of them. We wanted to cross the 50. We were able to do that. We wanted to make them punt one time. We actually made them do that. And so for our team, we made some goals that were attainable for us, and we reached those three goals. And so, again, there's no moral victories. We lost on the scoreboard. There's no doubt about it. But we did do some things that we can build off of. And now coming into these next few weeks, you know, I'm excited to see how our team will compete. And the team across the line of scrimmage from us looks similar to what we do.
There's definitely opportunities here in the final three games to get some wins on the schedule. It starts with Mission Valley this week, a team searching for their first win as well. We'll get to that in just a minute. But you mentioned just a minute ago about the districts, Keisha announcing the districts for 2022 and 2023. It has changed up for you just a little bit. Of course, you know, it's nice to not have to worry about the likes of Silver Lake and Rossville moving forward. So the Class 1A District 3 that Oskaloosa will be in will include Mission Valley, McClouth, St. Mary's, Valley Falls, and Jefferson County North. Of course, you were at the meetings in Salina to get this all situated. But, you know, just a quick thought from you about the new district here in the next couple of years.
Yes, sir. I mean, when we found out about it, man, I called my wife and I told her, I said, baby, break out the flying china and put the kids to bed early because we're going to celebrate a Christmas come early kind of thing for us. Being able to compete with schools that, again, are more like us, you know, look like us. And so I find it to be a good thing for us. You know, we want to be able to compete. I'm going to tell you right now, man, give us a year or two. I'd love to get Opie or Centralia on the schedule and see how we stack up against the best 1A teams in the state. It does look better for us. More geographically, it looks better for us. So, you know, we just want to compete week in and week out.
Yeah, you mentioned Opie right now. They're undefeated, one of the best teams in 1A as well. And obviously it does change a little bit, but certainly some good opportunities here in the next couple of years. Again, not having to deal with Rossville and Silver Lake within your district. So moving along, Coach, you get through that tough stretch. And, I mean, even prior to that, I mean, you still had to play the likes of Jeff County North, Moore Hill, Jackson Heights. Again, all very, very good teams. But now you get a stretch here with some opportunities for some wins. It starts this week with Mission Valley. The Vikings, they're looking for their first win as well. They're coming off a loss to Silver Lake, 63-0. You know, how much do you know about Mission Valley and an opportunity to get a win there?
Sure, yes, sir. I can say, man, I'm sure probably everybody else on the outside looking in probably calling this the toilet bowl. You know, which one's going to be the last one to get a win? I'm going to tell you, man, there's two teams that are definitely better than what the record shows. Mission Valley's got some great players, number 11, 8 at quarterback. They've got a guy, number 20, that runs the ball pretty well, some big linemen. I also think that we're moving in the right direction. We've got some guys that are going through and putting in the work. And, again, I think it's just a great opportunity for us both to kind of play similar competition, similar talent level, and we'll see where the X's and O's fall in this, too. You know, our Jimmies and Joes kind of match up, and coaches can see, you know, who can coach and who can. And let's put our kids in the best position to be successful, and we'll see where the school board is at the end of the day. Again, it's about the process. It's not about the outcome.
Well, it's just an opportunity here in the final third of the regular season to kind of see the growth of where your team has accomplished here throughout the course of the year. Coach, before we get you out of here, again, you get Mission Valley this week. Just what's the expectation and what are you really wanting to hope or what are you really wanting to see from your team this week and ultimately going out and trying to get that first W?
Yes, sir. Well, again, you know, this is our homecoming week, too. And so, you know, it's not about the dance. You know, you got to win the game on Friday night so you can get the girl to go with you to the dance. And we got to take care of that kind of business. And, you know, I asked my guys, it's been 5 or 6 years since Oskaloosa's won a homecoming game. And I want to win, and we want to win. So our expectation is to win. It's high. I'm sure Mission Valley's expectation is the same, but – We're just working hard, and we want to go out there and hopefully, you know, do some things, set some records, obviously break a losing streak and get after them. And then, again, that kind of projects us into next week, not overlooking them, but on to Pea Ridge and then on to McLeod for, you know, for our final regular season game. So I'm excited.
I'm sure it's great motivation if you mention that, you know, the guys aren't allowed to take their dates to homecoming if you don't get a W this week.
Yes, sir. We're working on it, man. You know, you've got to find a way. And I'm so happy with where we are. Being a first-year head coach here at Oskaloosa, again, this has kind of been my M.O. is taking over programs and trying to change that culture. I think we are there, you know, and I think the future is bright for Oskaloosa. Again, dropping down to 1A, I think that helps us a tremendous amount. But again, we're concerned about the process. We want to have a great day of practice this afternoon. We want to take care of business, not get distracted by all the homecoming events, so we can take care of things on Friday night and then move on as we go and take it day by day, 1-0.
Oskaloosa head football coach Russell Norton is joining us. Of course, we always appreciate his time. Brought to you by Taylor Insurance and Barnett Family Funeral Home, Jeff County Crematory. Coach, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Have a good rest of the week. And good luck on Friday, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you, man. Go Bears.